Now, there's an exhibition opening tonight at the Emerald Art Gallery. The exhibition's called Drought, What Next? And it's a project by social services organisation Centrecare CQ aimed at keeping the ongoing issue of drought in the minds of townspeople and politicians. Now, the pieces of art that are on display are actually photos. And some of the words used to describe these images include striking, heartbreaking, and eye-opening. They're just some of the words that are used. And these photos have been taken by a local photographer, Anne Smith, and she's in the studio this morning, along with Leonie Lyons from Centrecare CQ. Good morning.
Thanks, Cameron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Anne, first to you, can you explain a little bit about this exhibition here, Drought, What Next? What is it?
The exhibition is a collection of 19 images, 16 images are 60 by 90 centimetres, and then there are three panos that are 60 by 120 centimetres, so they're very large images, and they depict the impact that drought is having on regional Queensland.
Which I think is important at the moment, because I know we talk about it a lot in the media, we hear about it in news reports, you know, that we're in drought, we need rain, but I don't think we ever see that those raw images. I think rather we just hear the words, but when you see a picture, it means a lot more.
And that's why Centrecare decided to go down this track. We thought that a visual story would be something that would be of interest to the general public. It would definitely hit home. Hard to forget what you see. It's sort of easy to put down a report or listen to something and forget about it, but this really makes you think very deeply on what's happening out in regional Queensland, how people are coping, and just how serious things are.
Now, you launched this in Longreach late last year. How was the response there?
It was wonderful. We launched on the 11th of December in Longreach, and we sort of expected maybe we'd get 45 people to come in, but we had about 80. Wow. And the response was amazing. And even people that live in Longreach that sort of experience this drought all the time, like definitely experienced it for a long time now and continue to do so, found that it really was a good representation without sensationalising.
Now, why did you choose to caption these special images?
Centrecare was given funding for drought assistance from the federal government, and on reflection, I thought, how can we really use the funding and benefit, like, give it as an educational tool? And so I suggested that perhaps we do a visual story, and Dr. Ricky Jeffries agreed that it would be a really interesting way to highlight what's happening out west.
Yeah, and I think before, when you mentioned that a lot of people don't forget what they see,
no.
You know, you can hear words and everyone knows that we're in a drought at the moment, but when you see those images, I'm sure that's going to touch the emotions in some people.
It stays there, and we definitely did not want to have images that would make people walk away. We didn't want to sensationalise the images. We wanted the image to show how the bush is looking, but not animals dying. That's not what we set out to do. And we didn't want to exploit the landholders that were kind enough to let us come to their properties. We made sure that their faces couldn't be seen so that they had some privacy in the experience.
Now, when you were taking the photos, was it an emotional time for yourself?
It was, but because I was concentrating on how the images should look, we shot the images in really harsh daylight because we didn't want the images to be soft. So normally when you take a photo, you'd take it early in the morning or late in the evening. It's called the magic hour. Yeah. But because we wanted to show how harsh things were out there, we didn't want to romanticise the images, so we took them in broad daylight. And I was pretty busy doing that, so it wasn't until I started editing all the images and had to live through them and look at them closely that it really hit home how bad things were.
And how long did it take you to finish the whole project?
Well, I think we worked on it for about 3.5 months. So we took the images. We spent 4 days out on three properties, took 2,000 images, and then we had to come back and start culling and slowly getting the numbers down until we had the 19 that we finally decided on.
Now, Leonie, to you, as part of Centrecare CQ, it must be a great thing to be involved with Anne for this.
Yeah, look, it's wonderful. And, I mean, you know, Anne really needs to be complimented on the wonderful work she's done, because it's magnificent. You walk in, we've got the pictures all hanging now in the gallery, the art gallery here in Emerald. And they'll be hanging right through till about the 13th of March for those who want to come along and see. And they're just striking. They're beautiful, but like Anne said, you know, it's not sensationalising it. It's just reality. Some of them are very beautiful. You can look at drought images and go, that's a beautiful part of the country. It's just in crisis at the moment. And like Anne said, this is about telling a story. We do have a little narrative booklet that goes along with the exhibition, and it tells a story, a little bit of a story of each of the photographs. And at the opening on Friday night, which is tonight, we'll be there. Anne will be there, and Ricky Jeffries, Dr. Ricky Jeffries, our director of Centrecare CQ, will also be there to talk about these things and tell the stories. It's wonderful to be involved. I spent the last 7 years in Longreach, so I certainly know a lot of these people who are having a pretty hard time. I know that a bit of rain's fallen, but not enough. Yeah. I know the stories behind it.
Yeah, and where were the photos taken? Was it in that Longreach Winton area?
Yeah, they were taken on properties close to Longreach, well, within a two-hour distance of Longreach. One property was Newstead, which is about half an hour out of Longreach, and then we went to Mount Victoria, about an hour and a half out of Longreach, and La Mancha. So one's a sheep property and the other two were cattle stations.
Terrific. Well, look, you can see that tonight. As we said, the opening is on tonight with, I believe, the mayor's going to be there, along with Centrecare yourself as well.
Yeah, the mayor is actually launching for us. Oh, so it's wonderful. And the council have been very supportive, as have, you know, all the workers there at the art gallery. Yeah, it's been really wonderful. The media really appreciate you telling people about this, because we don't want anyone to miss out.
No, and that's what I mean. I mean, I've been speaking all week about it. And it's something that, you know, it might only take 10 minutes, but it's something I think is going to take you back and bring some realism to what is affecting us at the moment, because I think we have a flow-on effect. We might not be directly affected by the drought, but I think there's a flow-on effect from our friends out in the west. So, as I said, 6 o'clock tonight is where you can be. The Emerald Art Gallery, which is at the Central Highlands Council Chambers in Emerald, and then Monday to Friday between 9 and 4:30 is what time you can view the images until about March 13th is when it is. It wraps up.
Yes, yeah, that's correct. And then, actually, Anne, it's going off to all sorts of exciting places.
Well, that's terrific. I think I read to Rockhampton, Brisbane, hopefully.
Yeah, they want it in Brisbane. So looking at Parliament House and the Fraser Coast wants it, perhaps in the State Library in Brisbane. So we're just looking at taking bookings now so that it can make people more aware and empathise with their brothers and sisters out in the west.
Well, I think that's really good and a good educational tool for everyone in Queensland. And Anne Leone, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Cameron.